Viter and Shasfer and Daf Yud Ches, picking up in Yud Zanim Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, Toshima. We're in the middle of a discussion about a back and forth, two different versions. One way they learned in Surah, this is the Talmidim of Rav, versus Rabba, back and forth. And then we had another version which is found in Narda, and how we see that Rav and Shmuel, that's brought down over there, comes out a little bit differently, and that's what we're trying to figure out right now, which one makes more sense. Tried to bring a rap until now, and we weren't able to, now we're trying again. Tashima, Sichacha b'minisarim shel Eresh yesh behen arba. This is a revisit to something that we saw on Daf Yud Dalet. And what happens if you went ahead and you did Sichach with Nisarim shel Eresh, boards made out of cedar boards, and they have four tfachim. Divrei HaKol Psula, everybody says that four tfachim is going to be pasul. Eimama Barbara doesn't have four. Then Rabbi Meir Posel, Rabbi Huda Machsher. This is taking us back to Dal the Mishnah over there. Rabbi Meir is more machmir, and he says that between three to four, that's what the Gemara says there, is going to be a problem. Rabbi Huda says is going to be kosher. If you recall, the Gemara also had over there machlokas between Rav and Shmuel had to understand whether the machlokas was above four or only below four, and they both agree above four. And this is working in the world of Shmuel, who says that the machlokas between them, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, was only when it was less than four tefachim, but more than that, everyone agrees that it's going to be problematic. Beep, turn the page, Daf Yud Ches. If between the boards there's an amount of space of an empty space of board, you put psal, as we explained many times, means schach, good schach, kosher to schach, and you put that between each one of them, ukshera, it's going to be kosher. Now, this works very nicely. And this was the discussion we're having until now. This works very nicely, according to one who says that whether it's in the middle of the sukkah or whether it's on the side of the sukkah, still the halacha is four amos. That's the cutoff to be problematic up until four amos. Less than that is fine. That was Rav in the second version and Rabba in the first way that we learned it. So then everything makes sense. Mishum hachik shera. That's why it's going to be kosher. Ella. Before I Ella. Therefore, what ends up happening is that we know that every one of the boards that we're putting over there are less than four amos. And since they're spread out between them, they're not mitzarif, because you have schach, good kosher schach, and between each one of them, then it's good. And Lamanda Amar, Be'emsa Barba, that only in the middle of it is a problem, it's going to be four tefachim, then a Amai Kshera. How could this be kosher? If you have one four tefach board, then for sure it's not going to be kosher. Oh, what you going to do with that? Which is Rav in the first version and Shmuel in our second version. How are you going to go and make them work with this brice we just brought down? Says Gemara, not a problem. You know why? I'm Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehoshua, and this is the Gemara that we brought a few times already. And finally, here's the source. He says, Hacha b'sukkah d'lo havi ela shmona mitzumtzamos askinu. We're dealing with a sukkah, which is exactly eight amos. And what the matzav was that we said that v'yoyv neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, mehaigisa. You first put a board and then an open space, which with you fill in with good schach, and then another board, and then an empty space, and then another board, and then an empty space from one side, and the same thing from the other side. Again, neser psal, neser psal, neser psal, which means from both sides they meet in the middle with two psals of four each, which comes out to eight square amos. And the boards that end up being problematic are within four amos of the side walls, in which case you don't have a problem because you have dofen akuma. So the havalahu shnei psalim b'emsa, so these two psal sukkahs are four in the middle. V'ikach shesukkah b'emsa, and you have a good sukkah in the middle of it, and there's the walls on the side. The problem with the side stuff, which ends up being that it's a four tfachim, which should be a problem, ends up being not a problem because of the fact that it's within four amos, and therefore you have dofen akuma. And everything now works out, so we don't have a raya one way or the other. Okay, we're going to leave that now and jump into some more schach issues. Amar Abaye, Avir Shlosha Basukah Gedola. When you have an open space of three tfachim in the middle of the sukkah, and you end, not in the middle of the sukkah. You have an open space, three tfachim in the sukkah Gedola, but it's a big sukkah. Umiyatu be mekanim be mishbudim, and your memayat, actually the Gemara is going to say in a second, we're talking about only on the side of the sukkah here. So Avir Shlosha Basukah, if you have an open space in the sukkah, you're in the sukkah, you look up and you see an open space from one side to the next, that's just not where the schach is covering it. If it's three tfachim, then it's going to be a problem as is, right? But umiyatu be mekanim be mishbudim, let's say your memayat, did you make it less than three tfachim by putting over there either sticks which cut him can be used as schach, the good schach, or shpudim, which can't be good as schach, still have a miyut, it's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? You're putting not good schach, because remember we spoke about, we don't combine schach puzzle and open space. Those are two different measurements going on over there, but it's so therefore as long as you close the gap, that's not more than three tfachim, then you're fine. But sukkah katana, but when you're dealing with a sukkah katana, a small sukkah of seven tfachim by seven tfachim, then bekanim havim yit, when you use kanim over there, which means good schach, then it actually works. But bespudim, lo avimita, but if you use not good stuff, then it's not going to work. Rashi points out the issue with that is that you don't have schach of seven by seven tfachim now, and therefore it's going to be a problem. And now we get into, like I mentioned before, vahani mili minatzad. All of this is talking about on the side of the sukkah. Aba emsa, but when you're in the middle of the sukkah, if you have three open in the middle, so in that case, pligi bar of Ach v'Ravina. There's a machlokas din Rav Ach and Ravina. Chadam Ayesh Loved be'emsa. One of them says that there is such a concept of loved when it comes to a middle shtickle. V'chadam ein loved be'emsa. And the other one says, no, there's no loved in the middle. So even if it's less than three tfachim, that we'd normally say, I have a din of within three tfachim, I could say loved. That's there. Those that say, no, you don't say loved in the middle. You only say loved by the side. Now, my time in the Manda Amr Yesh loved be'emsa. What's pshat to the one who said there is loved in the middle? Says the Tanya, because we have a brisa which says, Kora hayotze mikosil zeh. Let's say this is a throwback, my friends, back to Erevin once again. Erevin daf yodalid. We see also later on in our own Gemara that says, let's say we know that you have, a mavo, you have a kora, a beam going across. Let's say it goes from one side, and the inu no gaspa kosazo, but doesn't touch the other wall. The chain shtei koras, let's say you have two koras coming from both sides. Achas yosem mikosa zev, achas yosem mikosa achar, one coming from one side, one from the other. The inu no go zubazub, but they're not touching each other. Pachos mishlosha, if it's within three tfachim, inu tzarch lavi kora cheres, you don't have to bring another kora. Shlosha, but once it's three tfachim, then tzarch lavi kora cheres, now you have a problem, you have to bring another one. But what do you see nonetheless is that it does work in the middle. The concept of love, it works in the middle. The idach, what about the one who says that it doesn't work when it's dealing in the middle? What's he going to say? Shiny koros derabanan. You can't be merived from koros to sukkah, because koros, the whole shtickle of a korah, is derabanan to gedin. Once you have a mavoy by itself, when it has three walls, is already midaraisa, which is a yachid. So once you're going to say there's a derabanan to get concept, as opposed to sukkah, which is daraisa, derabanan, you have more to work with, and therefore you can't bring a raya to a daraisa. Okay, now, my time in the Manda Amr ain't loved by Amazah. What's Pshad and the one who says that loved does not work in the middle? The Tanan for linked in the Mishnah. Aruba Shibabat. We're going to see something interesting because Rashi points out, although it looks like these are identical, there's other points to this Mishnah we're about to bring that we don't speak about, which show how they're actually not the same. But nonetheless, it's still going to bring out a point that's going to show that there is no loved in the middle when it comes to sukkah. So he comes in and brings a raya from here. We're looking at the Mishnah. Aruba shebabayis uba pasech tefach. Let's say you have a roof, and try to imagine, you know, aerial view. You're looking at somebody's roof. It's a flat roof, and right in the middle there's a hole. It doesn't have to be right in the middle. I'm just giving an example. Right in the middle there's a hole going in, and it's one tefach by one tefach. What's the din? Tumah babayis. So there's a dead body in the house. So you know that something called this tumas ohel. You have ohel, that anything that's in that house is going to become tumah also. What happens if there's a hole? And let's say the tumah is under the hole, or the kli that's in there is under the hole. What's the din? So tumah babayis kula tumah. Everything comes tumah. But masha, can I get a ruba tahor? Anything that's opposite, like directly beneath that hole in the roof of one tefach by two tefach, is going to be tahor. And now another case, which is going to come out with the same principle. Tuma keneged aruba. Let's say you have, oh no, I'm sorry, we'll see in a second. And if tumas keneged aruba, and if the dead body is opposite the hole, then kolabai is kul tahor. Everything is tahor because you don't have ohel now because it's directly going right above it. And now we bring the second one. Ein ba'aruba poseach tefach. Let's say it doesn't have a tefach by tefach. It's smaller than a tefach by a tefach opening. Same din. Tuma ba'bayis keneged aruba tahor. Whatever thing that's, if there's dead body there, whatever's opposite the aruba, any kelim that are there, they remain tahor. Tuma keneged aruba, and if the tuma is by the aruba, kol ba'bayis kula tahor. The whole thing remains tahor. But what do you see nonetheless is that it's within three tefachim of itself. It's only one tefach by one tefach, or less than one tefach by one tefach, and yet we don't say that it's closed off. It's not considered loved. So there you see that you don't say loved in the middle. V'idach, the one who says you do say loved, you say, what's he going to do with that? He says, shiny hichos tuma, the hachi gemir lehu. You can't bring a raya from that because that's hichos tuma. Hichos tuma has a halachal moshim sinai, which tells it its own rules. Rashi says it very, very succinctly. Hachi gemir lehu misinai de'ein loved be'emtza u'mehalacha lo gamrinan midei achritei ela hu de'itmar be. And since that halacha only applies over there, we don't go ahead and then start pulling that and dragging it to our halachas also. It's halacha l'mishim misinai. You can't go ahead and mix and match them. And therefore, he says that there is loved, and I don't bring that as any sort of issue, point of contention against me. All right, now we're going to revisit a point of our Mishnah that the Mishnah spoke about. Let's say you have the house collapses in the middle and the roof collapses, and then you throw schach across whatever remnants are left over there. So the Mishnah said that if it's within, if the walls that are still, the roof that's still there is within 4 amos, then it's not a problem. If dofen akumah, but if it's more than 4 amos, then there is a problem. On that, we say the following. Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, bai shenivchas v'sichich gamav. Let's say a house caves in, and you put the throw schach across whatever's left. Kshera, it's going to be kosher. Amar lefana Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi. Shmuel Yosi said to him, Rabbi Parish, Rabbi, please explain. Like, why are you stopping over there? Rashi says, Ez devarecha, explain your words. Kach perish Abba, what my father used to say is, Arba Amos psula. If it's 4 amos, it's no good. Pachos me Arba Amos kshera. Only if it's less than 4 amos, then it's going to be kosher. Period. Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, he came and he said, Avruma Sharia. When it comes to avruma, it's a type of fish, they are mutter. They're going to be mutter to go and eat. And the reason why they're mutter to eat is we're not worried that you have other types of fish that are non-kosher that get mixed up with it. Rashi says, min dugam kitanim ve'ein shratzim nikarim ben. You don't find other things which are trefa stuff that get mixed up with it. Therefore, if you go and you go fishing and you grab a whole load of those, you can go and eat them. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, the other things are mixed up. Amar l'fam Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Parish, please explain your words. Go weiter with that. Kach amar Abba. My tata explained that shalmakam ploni asura is a particular place where actually it's taka aser to go ahead and do it. Rashi says, because shratzim gedelim ba'osa nahar umirov kotnam ein yochel afrishim sheinu nikarim. There are some places that there are small fish that are trefa stuff that get mixed up because they're so small you don't notice them, and therefore it'd be aser to do it. But shalmakam plonis mutaris. But there's other places that they don't have them at all, therefore it's fine. Rashi says, also nahar, and that thing, they don't have megadol shratzim, they don't have any sort of shratzim that are going over there. And we go, and once we started this, we continue with this. Ki ha damar abaya, like Abaya explained, hai tzachanta d'bav nahara sharia. Tzachanta, it's a type of fish. Rashi points out that this is a river called bav, then they're mutter, right? Because you don't have non-kosher stuff hanging out with them. My time, oh, what's pshat? Why is it the river bav? Ilema mishum d'radifa ma'i, if you want to say, because of the fact that the waters are very fast and very intense water, and v'hai dag tamei kevin de and since the trefa stuff doesn't have a spinal cord, a spine, doesn't have a spine to be able to go ahead and fight against it, therefore it's not able to go and swim in that air, in those type of waters, and therefore they wouldn't be there. Not true. We actually see that these type of fish actually are found in those waters. Even though in a chinami it's very intense and they don't have spines, they still see that... Yeah, it's a spinal cord. Chut HaShidra. They don't have a spinal cord, therefore they can't fight against it. It's just not true they can fight against it. Okay, maybe the reason is Ela Mishum Demelicha Maya. Maybe the water is really salty. V'hai Dag Tamei Kevin Deles Le Kilfei Lo Matzikoi. And since it doesn't have any scales, Rashi says Kilfei is Kaskasim. It doesn't have any scales, therefore it can't like filter out the salt and it can't survive. It's not true. We see that they are able to survive in such waters. Ela Mishum Delomar B'Tinayu Dag Tamei. Maybe we're going to say, and the reason is because the Tinayu, she says it's the ain tit shalosa nahar, the makeup, the how do you say this in English? The makeup of the soil over there is not good for the non-kosher fish. They can't survive based off it, and that's why it's kosher to take a fish. So that's the reason why you don't have to worry about it. However, it was only then. Amravina va'idna deshavchi nahar esan nahar gam dalahasa masira. Now that they opened up and they directed the river called esan, another one called gamda, and they all go into bav, therefore now it's going to be aser because they had the other areas where it works. You find sometimes fish grow in one area, they don't grow in another area. So there was a time that's when it was taking the certain areas that you can just grab the fish and don't worry about it, but unfortunately that got lost. Now, another case that we mentioned in the Mishnah is something called the chsadros, which have like those overhangs, like awnings, and it went around. Like, imagine, again, you walk into an area, which if you have a picture, it's great. If not, it's fine. But you walk into a ches, like you're walking into it, and there's like, it comes on your left side, a wall extends straight, and then goes across, and then comes back towards you. So you have that ches, and coming out from each of them is like an awning. It's like a porch above all of them that like extends it out a little bit. So we spoke about, let's say, through the schach on top of that, also. But it's within 4 amos, it's not a problem because it's dofen akuma, but it's beyond 4 amot, it's going to be an issue. And now the Gemara speaks up on that concept. Itmar. Sichach al gabi achsadra sheyesh lo patsimim. Let's say you threw the schach across it. That's patsimim. What are patsimim? Patsimim are, it's not only of the porches above, but there's actually poles that are holding it up. Now, it says the Gemara here, these patsimim we're talking about, these poles, are, Rashi points out, are within 3 tfachim from each other. So therefore, you have 3 tfachim within each other, you have lavud, and says the din here, sichel gabech sadr, shishlo patsimim, kshera, it's going to be kasher, even if it's extended more than 4 amos. Why is that? Because now, since they're connected with each other, they within 3 tfachim, it creates that they're walls, right? So that's called lavud, the whole thing is a wall going straight across. She'ein la pesimim, let's say it doesn't have pesimim, Abaye amar kshera, Abaye says it's going to be kosher. Interesting, Abaye saying it's kosher, it sounds like he's saying even if it's 4 amos. The Rav amar psula, Rav says no, it's going to be pasul because it's got to be within 4 amos. Now for the Gemara, Abaye amar kshera, why does Abaye say that it's going to be kosher, even though it doesn't have pesimim, even if it could be more than 4 amos? Beep, turn the page, Yudchasim Abayis. Amrin and Pitikri Yod Vesosim, because he says, this is a principle which we've learned about in Shabbos and Ervin, that Pitikra Yod Vesosim, the edge of the roof comes shooting down. So what happens is we look at it like the roof goes down. It's like it's a type of good achis. It's like the roof shooting down over there, and it like closes it off. So even if it's beyond 4 amos, it doesn't really matter because we're not doing this from a dofen akumish tikkur. We're doing it from an idea of like that edge goes shoots down. It's kila. There's a wall over there. Rav Amar Psula, he says it's possible. Why? Because lo amina pitikaser yod v'sosim. He doesn't say that this is the case. He does not say that the edge of it shoots down and creates a wall. As Rashi explains, it doesn't mean he doesn't hold it all together. Of course he does, but there's a particular reason why in this case he doesn't say it. It's not always that you say such an idea. So now says Gemara, Amalei Rava La Abaye, Ravu said that it doesn't work. He goes ahead and comes out of Abaye and he says, Lididcha, according to you, Damar Pitika Yor Vesosim, that you say that the edge of the roof ends up shooting down and creates like a sosem, it closes it off, makes it like there's a wall there. So Afilu Hifchis Dofin Mtsai, what are you going to say, that even if a middle wall gets shot off, it gets is gone, all of a sudden it's going to be good? He's talking about a case now where you have 3 walls and one of the walls falls down. Which wall falls down? The one in the middle. So now really you just have 2 walls opposite each other. They're running parallel. But you have schach that's running on top of it. And the schach, let's say one of the on the edge of it are these boards. Now do you say that the edge, the board of it, it's pitikra yord v'sosim, and now it's like you have 3 walls? Is that what you want to say? So Amalei says back, nah, modinuch, I agree to you by he in such a case, to have a lake and mavoi mefulish. Now it looks like what's called a mavoi hamefulish. A mavoi, we know, generally means like 3 walls, like the ches we discussed. Above him, a foolish is when it's open on both sides. It's like you're walking straight through it. It's like an alleyway. And when you're dealing with above him, a foolish, that's more problematic. Rashi explains, since it's totally open, going through it, it's like above him, a foolish. It becomes like a shortcut that people can just walking through. And therefore, I wouldn't say that that's okay in such a circumstance. Now the Gemara is going to try to pin this machlokas between Abaye and Rava on an earlier machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Lema Abaye v'Rava b'chut Rav v'Shmuel k'mifugi. The Itmar, as we learned, another throwback, my friends, to a Gemara in Ervin. Achsadra b'bika. Let's have an achsadra. Achsadra is like a pergola. It's like imagine four poles, and on top of the poles is like a roof. It looks like almost like a platform, but it's meant for underneath. So it's like you go out in the summer and you want to be outside. So it's not like closed off, but it has these 4 poles on the corners and the top over there. It's meant to a shaded area. So chsadra b'bika, and b'bika means like in an open field. Now, you know, you're allowed to carry out in an open field without any sort of air. If what happens if you're standing inside that chsadra? Is it considered like it's closed off, or it's not considered like it's closed off? So as a gemara, Rav Amar Muta L'Tatla B'Kulo, you're allowed to walk in the whole thing. No problem, even if it's 50 amos large or 100 amos, you're allowed to walk in that entire thing carrying things. I'm reading because we say, P tikra yor v'sosim, that the edge of the roof will shoot down and create like walls that are going all around it. V'shmul amr ein metatlin ba ela ba'arba amos, you're only allowed to walk 4 amos. Like any case, you've been Rishus Arab, you can carry less than up to 4 amos. You're not allowed to go ahead and carry more than that because you're considered like you're outside. You're not in another Rishus. The lor mina P tikra yor v'sosim, we don't say that P tikra yor v'sosim. So let's say that, this is exactly the machlokas. Abaye says, P tikra yor v'sosim. So does Rav. And Rava says it doesn't. And Shmuel says it doesn't either. So it looks like Abaye and Rava is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, nice try. Aliba de Shmuel, when it comes to Shmuel, kuli amar lo pligi, everyone's going to agree that Shmuel certainly would say that the sukkah is not a good sukkah, right? Because he says by the pergola, shtikal the achsadra, that we don't say yorid v'sosim. So he says over there too, by sukkah it wouldn't work. Rashi explains that the Gemara over there, when Shmuel says that it doesn't work by the pergola, by the achsadra, you know why? If you're saying he doesn't work over there, certainly it's not going to work by sukkah. You know why? Because as Rashi says, the pi tikra lechalal achsadra avidish, ha tikra letzerech achsadra. The whole reason you have a roof there is for the achsadra, it's for the inside of it. And yet, still it's no good. Then if you're going to be talking, then culture came by a sukkah, that the roof, and where you're going to have this pitikra, it's not meant for the sukkah, it's meant for the part under the sukkah. Don't forget, we're talking about the ches now that you're walking into, and you're throwing the schach above the extended roof over there, which ends up being this overhang of this porch. And the pitikra you would have chosen wouldn't be for the sukkah, it would be for the outside of the sukkah. So if it doesn't work for something inside, clearly it's not going to work for something outside. Beep, turn the page. Yud Tesam and Aleph. And Ki Pligi. So then where is the machlokas between Abai and Rava? That's Aliba de Rav, in the world of Rav. Rav said that by the Achsadra, we do say Pi Tikra Yored Vesosim, right? He says that it does actually shoot down. We certainly know that Shmuel is going to be going like Rava. That's not going to work. The question is, does Rav go like Abaye? And that we say, not necessarily. That's where the machlokas is. Aliba de Rav, according to Rav, let's say Abaye k'Rav. Abaye is just like Rav, and therefore everything works out well. Abaye says, Pi tikra yod v'sosim. Rav says it also. Sounds really nice. But Rav amar lecha, but Rav will say back, lav dafka. Maybe Rav even goes like me too. And Rav would say, okay, it works by a chsadra, but it doesn't work by a sukkah either. You know why? Because they'll say, ad kan lo amar Rav hasam. The only reason why Rav says over there, Pi tikra yod v'sosim, elo de mechitzos la chsadra hu davidi. Because the mechitzos is done for the chsadra, for the part which is on the inside. Aval hacha, de lav lachi avidi, lo. But in this case that we had set up over here, which is not for the inside, for the sukkah, but rather for the outsides, for the area beneath the overhang, then he would also say that it wouldn't work by a sukkah. These end up being the walls for the roof and not the walls for the sukkah. And therefore, maybe Rav also would not agree with Abaye over there and he would agree with Rava. So we're not able to pin this machlokas on the same machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and pick it up tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, with a bit of an attack on Abaye and a statement that he said. But until next time, I wish all y'all a great, great day.